going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Chris Hello, Matt Scraby, together in our Odyssey Palace studios. It is Gwen and Chris. Tony, of course, working his way back to San Diego with the Padres. Off day tomorrow. Tony will be in. Not a full show, but a full staff on the show.
Yep.
From 2 to 4 tomorrow, Tony will be in studio with us as the Padres are idle. The excitement on 97.3 The Fan starts tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., of course, with Ben and Woods. I don't want to forget about that. But you and I kick into gear at 10 a.m. with the Padre Roundtable from 10 to 11. It replays again from 4 to 5. Those of you who miss it in the morning. And then at 5 o'clock tomorrow night, Scraby and I welcome in Braden Suprenant for NFL draft coverage. Round one. Tennessee Titans are on the clock.
And they're not interested in trading the number one pick. Someone on the chat made a good point. Why does the number one pick need time on the clock? Yes, you can work out a trade if you really want to. You have 6 months to figure this out. Just go up, Roger Goodell.
Don't the teams always look like they're still sweating it out?
They take it down to the final second. It's like, you know you were going to take Cam Ward the minute you got the number one pick.
All right. That'll be tomorrow night, our NFL draft coverage.
I think fantasy drafts have ruined the time thing for me because there are too many people out there in fantasy football drafts that take the whole clock for no reason. Sorry.
I hate when they take the whole clock and you're sitting there on your phone or computer and you're like, is the person there? Like, we're so impatient, we don't even have the 30 seconds that we give the person to do the draft
choice. Because the 14th round, you're just picking a guy hoping that something happens with the guy. He's probably not going to finish the year on your team.
Taking my full 30 seconds on those picks, that's how you win the league, Scrabe.
Oh, my goodness. It drives me insane.
It does. Padres were driven insane by the Tigers. Reese Olson today. He held them to two singles, both by Jose Iglesias. Padres are shut out by the Tigers, 6-0. First time this year the Padres have been blanked. They come home with a record of 17-8, which still has them on pace for 102 wins. So we'll take that, even though there is some disappointment. The Mets beat the Phillies in extras today 4-3. So the Mets now take over baseball's best record at 18-7. Padres are a game back. Easy.
I got 14 more seconds of this.
Don't shoot the messenger. Dodgers are a half game behind the Padres. They're getting started at Wrigley Field against the Cubs here momentarily. One score to pass along because why not? You're probably in the mood for some more bad news. James Wood, solo homer, leading it off tonight. His 8th already of the year.
I was going to say, how many is that now?
I know. That trade's looking worse and worse.
No, we got Michael King.
True.
But through a couple years.
Through a couple of things, yeah. But James Wood is making us really grit our teeth now. Josh Bell's also homered, a 2-run shot. The Orioles pitching right now is just awful. 3-0 Nats over the O's in the early going. Their NBA playoffs kick back off here shortly with Boston hosting Orlando. No Jason Tatum tonight. He's out with a wrist injury. All right, Scraby, that's everything I have. Now it's time for you to set the stage for today's matchup in Chris versus the Fans.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
And I got a couple things to say real quick. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine.
You don't need to tell me that.
Or La Jolla. I
don't need to tell me that.
For dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com. Also, if you're a Scrabinator and you've signed up for the Scrabinator game, there may or may not be Spiro's for us to eat that day. So
we love
just keep
Spiro's,
that in mind.
Man. They'll if they can take care of you, they will.
They
you
do.
Know that.
They do.
You know
they
that,
do.
Scrape.
All right, you're playing for these two things. You will be qualified for our grand prize of two tickets to either Disturbed, Ghost, or Pantera in Las Vegas, plus a two-night stay at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas and a $150 gift card. Get tickets for all three shows now at Ticketmaster.com, and you will also win the first pair of two pairs today to Heart at Pechanga. Why did I forget how to say this word?
Pechanga
Arena on August 13th.
Oh, the great music group, Heart.
Yes, had an issue with your drummer yesterday.
They didn't have an issue. It was my lead guitarist, and Nancy Wilson is the lead guitarist.
Oh, not drummer, yeah.
Nancy Wilson is the lead guitarist for Heart, but they also have a secondary lead guitar. You know, as a front
line
guitarist.
But they were secondary.
They're both lead guitarists. I gave you Nancy Wilson. The listener called in with another option, which was acceptable, but it's okay.
Okay. Tickets are on sale now.
It's quite okay, Scram.
At AXS.com. I was leaving the building, and I saw it pop up, and I was like, huh.
Yeah.
Bearer of misinformation.
No, I wasn't.
All right. Let's get started with I need to give you the rules. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before you get into it, and you will get that question for free today. All right, let's start.
I got two quick notes
yes?
that you're going to like.
Okay.
Shohei Ohtani stepping into the batter's box right now for the Dodgers against the Cubs.
New dad.
Six for his last 36.
Oh.
Hitless in five of his last eight games. Just a quick note for the new dad.
What is Major League Baseball going to do when their star player can't do anything?
I know you just love when.
No, the problem is he's going to hit like 35 home runs in 12 games or something.
Well,
he's
only got six right now. He's only got eight RBIs. He also bats leadoff. But anyway, here's the other note that I like. Mike Trout. You know, people talking about how great Trout is this year. He's got eight home runs. He's done this, that, and the other.
He has eight RBIs, right?
He's also batting 177 right now, Mike Trout.
He's on my fantasy team.
I'm not saying it's the end for Mike Trout. I'm saying that is a pretty slow start for a guy of his caliber, even though he's got eight homers.
Yeah, but he doesn't have anybody on base anytime he hits a homer.
He's got 16 RBIs.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's not that bad.
That's better than I thought.
Okay.
All right, let's go to our first contestant. Let's go to Ken. Hello, Ken.
Ken, you're up.
What's going on, boys?
You know, we're just
hanging out.
Chit-chatting here.
All right, you ready to play?
I'm ready. Let's go.
All right.
Let's go, Ken.
First question. What was the name of you should be listening. Let me start this over, Chris. You will know this if you're listening in the last 5 minutes.
It always
minutes.
Helps when you're listening, yes.
What was the name of the pitcher who beat the Padres today? I'll take last name.
Fair question. Fair question. Shut them down today.
Yeah, you just said it. I don't know.
Oh, so defeated. Unfortunately, Chris knows this.
Olson. Reese Olson. Who's married,
sorry, Ken.
Who's married to Mrs. Olson. Which is only funny because Mrs. Olson was the used to push Folgers coffee back in the old days on advertising.
Who's Mrs. Olson?
She was the old looking lady who was the Folgers coffee lady. Hey, it's Mrs. Olson. You know, one of those ads.
Oh, hey, Mrs. Olson.
Right. So,
okay.
I don't know why. Let's
because you know what? There are people out in the cars going, he's right.
Yeah, Mrs. Olson.
All right, let's go to Guy in Bay Park. Hello, Guy.
Hey, guy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guy.
Second time player.
First time player.
First time player. I love it.
Second time.
Oh, second time.
Second time player.
I'm having a hard time hearing you, guy.
That's all right. He's got a little echo there.
All right.
Here we go.
We're ready for question number one. Where is the NFL draft being held this weekend? What city?
Tomorrow it starts, Grandy. Yeah. We're on it, man. Love the draft.
I don't know. Miami?
Oh, welcome to Miami.
Did not know.
Chris, do you know?
I do. I'm hosting the draft coverage. I should know this stuff. Green Bay, Wisconsin. Yeah. Sorry about that, guy, but thanks for being a second-time player. We appreciate it.
You know, because everybody loves going to Green Bay in
April. Seems
like
an odd choice, but, you know, they're just trying to look
out
for
them. They went to Cleveland. I think they went to Detroit. Detroit makes sense. I guess Green Bay makes sense, but...
Makes as much sense
as
Detroit.
Not a real big vacation spot, Green Bay in April.
You know, it's the NFL. If they had the draft on Saturn... There would be people, you know, in a Elon Musk spaceship going to Saturn
they probably
for the draft.
So. Sponsored by SpaceX.
Exactly.
All right, let's go to... Who haven't we talked to in a while? Let's go to Steven in Spring Valley. Hello, Steven.
Hey.
Hello, guys.
Hello.
First place, this is...
Four-time loser.
Four-time loser.
At least you're honest, Steven. It's the first guy that's ever called up and said he's lost this game before. You ever notice that? People always call in. They win every time.
I get messages saying their record is like 0 for 10.
All right.
Something like
Good
that.
Good luck, Steven.
All right, here we go, Steven. Question
Spring
number
Valley,
one.
First place I ever lived. Little trivia that you did not need to know.
Is there a sign that said Chris Ello lived here?
There is not.
Okay. Who is today's losing pitcher for the Padres?
Again, we're going to today's game. It's the same as the name
Heart.
He got it, Heart. I was going to say the same as the name of a musical group that we're giving tickets away.
Oh, that's a good point.
Heart.
Yeah.
Kyle Hart was the loser.
Yes.
Good one, Steven.
Yep.
You pulled it out. You stayed alive.
Here we go. Question number two. What NFL team does DK Metcalf now play for?
That's a tough one. I'm struggling.
Minnesota!
Stay there.
I thought it was Pittsburgh, but when he said Minnesota, I thought I was wrong. So I'll stay with Pittsburgh. I know he signed somewhere.
Ah, he's a steal.
Sorry, Steven. All right, keep playing, Steve. It'll go your way.
He's a stealer.
It'll go your way. Hang in there.
Chris, give me a number.
4.
Eric in San Diego. Hello,
hey,
Eric.
Hey, Eric.
I have also never won.
Okay, all right.
We're getting the most... This is the most honest group of players we've ever had. I'm so excited.
If I could call it the Tournament of Losers without it being like mean...
No, it's not. Don't say that.
No. All right, Eric, here we go. Question number one. Who is now the head coach of the Raiders?
Well said.
I'm going to defer that to Chris. I'm not sure.
Defer to Chris. Chris, who is the head coach of the Raiders?
I'm pretty sure it's Pete Carroll.
This is why I use easy question ones, Chris.
I know, but people aren't getting them today, so...
All right.
Got to keep working.
Ooh, Anonymous just called in, but I'm not going to answer Anonymous.
We'll get to Anonymous shortly, but who's up next?
Let's go.
I don't have a screen, by the way, today.
Oh, give me a number.
Actually, just got a screen because I punched the thing.
Okay.
I like number 5.
Number 5.
I do.
Andy. Hello, yeah. Andy.
Because Andy likes to play Take on Woods. Have you ever won Take on Woods, Andy?
I have not.
Yeah,
you
from what I hear,
that,
it's very,
seems like a
very
tough
difficult.
I've tried it a couple times in the car, and I don't do very well.
I am the worst music person in the world. I would be out before I even started. All right, Andy.
He's great in the car, but whenever I play him, I get smoked.
It usually happens that way. All right, Andy. Here we go.
Good luck here.
Question number one. What team won the NBA title last season?
Oh, God, NBA. Horrible at that.
Fair.
I really don't know.
Oh, no. You should guess a team because he knows it.
Yeah, at least guess a team.
Okay.
Take a shot.
I mean, Diana.
What?
Timberwolves.
Say, Timberwolves, you said?
Timberwolves.
Timberwolves, yeah.
They actually got to the Final Four, so that's not bad.
Oh, that's true. I didn't think about that.
It was the Celtics. No joy.
Sorry,
any
Andy.
Of us. Sorry, Andy. Man, we're running through these first two questions.
All right, we're going with tiebreaker, and it's going to be about Nick Pivetta.
The only good thing for you is you didn't use any second or third questions today.
I'm really upset. I have a really great third question that I was very excited to use, but I will have to use it another day.
You'll get it another day.
All right, we're going to go. Let's go with David. Hello, David.
Oh, hey, David.
Hello, guys. Five-time loser, one-time winner.
Five-time loser, one-time winner.
I thought he said lifetime loser.
No, never.
Only five times. Okay, good.
All right, David. Tiebreaker, I'm going to ask Chris for a number. He's going to give me the number. You're going to guess if the actual number is higher or lower than what Chris said.
Okay.
Chris, how many strikeouts does Nick Pivetta have in his career, his 9-year career?
He's been around 9 years, huh?
2017 his first year.
I was going to say 100 would be about an average, so that would give him 900. But, I he seems like a little better than 100. I'm going to give him 1,000.
1,000 strikeouts?
Yeah, I'm going to give him 1,000.
All right, David, is the actual answer higher or lower than 1,000 strikeouts?
We go lower.
Lower. Incorrect, David.
Don't tell me he climbed over the mark last night.
No. He's way over.
Oh, he is.
He's 1,169
really?
Strikeouts.
He's a good strikeout guy.
For all the crud that he took about his numbers, he struck out in the last four seasons with the Red Sox. 175, 173, 172. That's good numbers right
there. That's really good, and he's certainly on pace to equal or better that this year.
Yeah, he's already got 30 this year.
All right, very good.
All right, here we go to one of my favorite players, Bernice. Hello, Bernice.
Hi, you guys.
Hello, Bernice. Every time I see Bernice, I have to take her call. So I'm going to put you on hold, Bernice, real quick, and then I'm going to ask Chris a question.
I have a quick note before we get to Bernice.
What's that?
Yesterday, there was a nicest lady came in to pick up some tickets over here.
Oh, Jocelyn.
Jocelyn. And when she left, she came in and introduced herself. You introduced her. She was very nice, great listener to the program. As she was leaving, I said, make sure you're listening. I'll give you a shout out.
You never did.
I didn't tell her when.
So now is the time?
I'm giving you your shout out now, Jocelyn.
I do remember you saying that.
Yeah, I did. I said, I'll give you a shout out, but I didn't say when.
I totally forgot about that.
Jocelyn, thanks for coming by and saying hi yesterday.
It was very impromptu. She was picking up KSON
tickets for another
Country
station.
Fest or whatever, right. Stagecoach, and she was on the YouTube and typed, I'm in the lobby.
Very good. Anyway, thanks, Jocelyn, for coming by.
Yes.
Okay, and now one of my other favorites.
Bernice. Yes,
here
Bernice. All right, Bernice.
I met at the Western Metal Supply Company building.
That's right.
A season or two ago.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
All right. How many hit-by-pitches has he, he thrown in his career? Yeah.
In 9 years?
No. I don't even know what like an average hit by pitch number is.
Seems like one a year would be a pretty good average. Maybe two.
Okay.
I'll say 18. 20.
20 hit by pitches.
20
Bernice,
hit by pitches. That's
crazy. Actual answer higher or lower?
Wait, who is it again?
Oh, Nick Pivetta. Nick Pivetta.
Everybody's favorite new pitcher.
How many?
Hit by pitches. Is it over 20 or under 20?
I'm going to say over
20.
Over 20. You are correct!
Hey, Bernice is on!
See, I appreciate Bernice's reaction to winning. So, Bernice, you stay there.
I appreciate it, too, but I'm going to need to check in some new eardrums shortly.
You already... To say that she pierced your ears or split your eardrum is a lot.
I already listened to my,
I know.
My ears are already bad. Good job, Bernice. Stay on the line. You could be going to Las Vegas. I'm happy for you,
Bernice. It's 31, by the
way. Well done. 31 hit by pitches.
Yes. Only had one last year.
Okay.
He's had five or more four times in his career.
Don't know a lot about the history of hit by pitches. Like
Austin Adams.
Didn't Austin Adams break the record?
Yeah. I think he did with like 20-something.
That year. He was.
That's almost hard to do.
It wasn't with the way he threw that curveball. Remember that thing? He used to sweep and come back and hit the batter.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break. Bernice is a winner. More Gwen and Chris on the way. Stick around after traffic.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Austin Adams, Padres 2021 season, hit 24 batters. That is the record. He also was the first pitcher ever to hit more than 20 in less than 50 innings. He was a reliever, remember.
I'm not laughing at him. I'm just like, that is a perfect storm of events to get him this record.
I don't think he's proud of it.
I mean, but, would you be?
Well, here's the one way I would be proud of it. He had so much movement on his pitches that, you know, it was hard to control them properly. And that's, I mean, he didn't hit guys with fastballs.
No, it was all sweepers.
It was all that sweeper, the curve, the slider, et cetera. Yeah. So I just think it was such great movement. So there you go, Austin. I'm actually proud of your record. Sorry, you're not. I don't think he is. Welcome back to Gwynn and Chris. I mentioned earlier, well, first of all, the Celtics and the Magic, a little NBA action with no Jason Tatum playing tonight. Celtics have the early – no, the Magic have the lead. Just changed. 17-16, Orlando. They're obviously in the first quarter there. I'd have a real story if that was a third quarter score.
That right? would be.
17-16, middle of the third quarter. No, first quarter. But no Jason Tatum. So opportunity knocks, you know, for the Magic here to try to get a win and even up the series. That's what the Lakers did last night. They got even with Minnesota. And I thought the Lakers played well, and they played with the kind of, you know, passion and effort that they needed that was lacking in game one. And having said that, why is your effort ever lacking, you know, in a playoff game?
Yeah.
Like J.J. Redick was like, we got to play harder. We got to play with more passion. We got to play with more desperation. We got to do that. I'm like, okay. But where was that? Why would you not have that in game one? Did you not tell them, or did they, you know, not get it? Because the Lakers didn't play with any of that stuff in game one, got blown out of the game.
I hate the one thing I hate
so
about
I don't
pro
get
sports
all that.
Is having to motivate professional athletes.
Steve Fisher's great, one of his great quotes, and he's got a lot of them, but one of Steve Fisher's best ones is, don't make me coach effort.
Yeah.
Go out and have effort. Don't make me coach that. And J.J. Redick had to coach that in between games one and two. So, you know, Doncic was, you know, really good last night, 31 and 12 boards. LeBron was solid, really solid, 21 and 11. Most of the shots he missed were kind of after the game had been decided. I thought Austin Reeves gave you a good game. We talked about the Laker bench. They got outscored 43-13 in the first game. Well, last night, the Laker bench, again, only scored 13. The difference was that the Minnesota bench only scored 19 instead of 43. Some people, not naming names, but people who are kind of conspiracy theorists, like you, White point out the fact that Naz Reid and Dante DiVincenzo, the top players off the Minnesota bench, were both saddled with four fouls like 5 minutes into their time on the court. Wonder about that.
You know, it would be really good for TV ratings if the Lakers could somehow go seven.
Wouldn't want the Lakers to be going down two, would you?
I mean, baseball's already crying about the Dodgers and...
Just pointing it out, some people did point that out. The Minnesota's big bench guys were basically taken right out of the game, but the refs did not shoot 5 for 25 from 3, which Minnesota did, after making 21 threes in the first game. That's why I say the Lakers didn't play great. Minnesota just played a lot worse. So we'll see how that series goes along. We got to take a break. Big Five's next on Gwynn and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, Every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, it's been a really long time, Chris, if you could fix your camera. It's been a really long time since we've done a Big Five, it feels like, so hopefully I'm not out of touch with things.
Rusty?
A little rusty, maybe. But we do have a really juicy topic that I've been saving all week because we haven't been able to talk about it.
Number five.
And we're even going to have to get Tony's opinion on this tomorrow if we can fit it in, because what's going on with the Braves right now? All I got to say is I'm glad that the Padres aren't the Braves, because the Braves have had a tough year. Jerickson Profar, 80-game suspension, started the year like 0-7. They have 10 wins now, which is kind of good.
They started 0-7. They've gone 10-7 since then.
So, well, that's a little bit of a return or a rebound.
10-14.
Now, the big...
Your guy, Spencer Strider, injured himself playing catch.
Don't even start with me.
That's why I mentioned the guy, because I wanted to get you started.
The guy comes back from Tommy John, and then he's supposed to start last night, and he's on the 15-day IL because he did something to his hamstring playing catch.
These guys are made of, I swear they're made of porcelain. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Is it his job to play?
I mean, I play catch all the time. I'm 100 years old. I don't pull any hamstrings. What's the matter with these people?
Now, one of the people in the Fantasy Baseball League is trying to get Spencer Strider from me said, oh, that's baseball speak for his arm's not responding. And I said, his arm's fine. Somehow pulled his hamstring playing catch anyway.
And if Jackson Merrill's any indication, we'll see Spencer Strider sometime in August. Hamstring injuries, man.
I'm trying not to get mad about this Jackson Merrill thing. Yes, they
hang
do.
On.
All right, well, this one has to do
That's
with Ronald
what
Acuna.
We're talking about here, though. Okay, we're talking about Acuna.
Now, if you know anything about Ronald Acuna and the Braves, it's been kind of a rocky relationship at times. He hasn't run out some of the plays that he needs to run out before. Brian Snicker, the manager, has actually benched him before for not running out of play. It was in the playoffs. He hit one to the corner, the right field corner. And he could have easily gotten a double. He only got a single because he wasn't hustling. He thought it was a home run.
It was about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah,
yes.
So he ended up getting benched that. But he is not playing right now because he's continuing to rehab from a torn ACL. So Jared Kelnick, current Braves outfielder, didn't hustle the other day. He got thrown out at second. And he did not get benched. So Ronald Acuna goes on Twitter and says, and I thought this was fake. I had to make sure this was real because it's kind of crazy. He said, if it were me, they would take me out of the game. That's Ronald Acuna commenting on Jared Kelnick and not being taken out of the game.
Right.
Now, he quickly deleted this, but this is causing waves.
But it was up there long enough.
It was up there. Oh, 1 second is long enough, Chris, for someone to screenshot this.
Right.
But Jeff Francoeur, one of the guys who played for the Braves, also on the Braves broadcast, had this to say about everything that's happening in Atlanta with Ronald Acuna.
Jeff, what were your thoughts on all the stuff that transpired with that?
Is this an hour podcast or is this a call at?
You, 10 minutes.
You got 10 minutes. Let it fly.
Okay. All right. Let me start with this, okay? There are 26 guys in that locker room that are busting their ass every single day. Every single day. And they are taking crap from, let's be honest, all of us, all of national media, this team's a letdown. They were the second best pick to win the World Series and all this. And those guys are trying their butts off every single day. You finally get something going in your direction, and you got a guy who's supposed to be your teammate tweeting, probably out in L.A., something that is completely meaningless and stupid. And guys, where's the tweets last week, the week before? Stick in there, boys. You know, let's grind this thing out. Where's that? Where's any of that? And so I actually saw where Ken Rosenthal wrote an article yesterday that I thought was the dumbest article I've ever seen. And so let's get context here first. Like, anything to do with racism on this, that Brian Snicker's been in baseball 50 years. I saw him weep at Hank Aaron's funeral, for God's sake. As the most,
all right, you know, he goes on about this for about four
minutes. So he's obviously on Ronald Acuna for making this tweet, his point being that Ronald Acuna should be supportive of his teammates.
While his teammates are struggling.
And the fact that somebody tried to point out racism, Ronald Acuna's black, Jared Kelnick's white.
Yes.
All right.
My question is,
yes,
is Ronald Acuna being a baby?
And I think he knew it. That's why he took it down. But I can understand him feeling some type of way because he had been benched for the very same thing 4 or 5 years ago. And he remembered that. Look, he didn't want to be benched, but he made a mistake and he was penalized for it. Kelnick made the same mistake in his mind, in Acuna's mind, made the same mistake, and absolutely nothing happened. He wasn't even taken out of the game he was in, let alone being benched for the following game. But when you hear the whole story, you find out that Brian Snitker was actually paying attention to something else, did not even see this play happen live.
Yes, he did.
He was busy taking care of some other managerial
trying
duty,
to win a baseball game.
Trying to win a ball game. He did hear about it, and he did have a long talk with Kelnick about it, who, according to other people, say, was like breaking down in tears in the clubhouse that he...
The next morning, he spent apparently 30 minutes crying in Snickers.
So
I don't know if he wanted that being revealed to everyone.
Well, it got revealed now. So it seems like they're slightly different in circumstances, but I'm going to go ahead and understand why Acuna was a little upset. And I think Francoeur is just trying to be holier than thou, sitting on his bully pulpit up there, ripping Ronald Acuna. And I don't think that's necessary. I think Ronald Acuna is a team guy. And I think he felt like, for the good of the team, Kelnick should have got the same punishment he got. So I don't look at it as being petty at all. I'm on Cunha's side. There.
It's very interesting.
Take that.
For data.
Yeah.
I am on Francoeur's side.
Okay.
Because Ronald Acuna...
Obviously racist issue here.
No, he said it's not.
But Francoeur's white, Acuna's black. That's gotta
be it.
Oh,
yes, yes, yes. I am a racist because I am on Francoeur's side here. Let me just say this. I'm on Snicker's side.
You're obviously a fan of French people since Francoeur's nickname is Frenchie.
Is that true?
Yes.
Oh, I did not know that.
He's from Georgia, but because his name was Francoeur, they called him Frenchie. Anyway,
here's where he goes on to say in that clip, and it's 4 or 5 minutes long. You can find it on Twitter, but he goes on to say that if you want to go farther into the Ronald Acuna thing, apparently he was warned time after time about running things out, and so after like the 10th time, Jeff Francoeur was saying they pulled him out of the game. Here's where Ronald Acuna Jr. is an MVP winner. He is a leader of this team, and you cannot be causing stuff like this when you were rehabbing. I think that if Acuna never tweeted this, we're not talking about it because no one even really notices.
Oh, I agree with that. I agree with
that. So why is a teammate calling out another teammate on social media for not running something out instead of maybe texting him and be like, hey bro, been there. If you want to talk, call me.
Because if you were suspended for doing something erroneous at this radio station and then 2 years later Paul Reindel did the very same thing and nothing happened, you'd feel some type of way. I think
was I warned 10 times before?
I don't know. I'm just, you know, I don't think Acuna thought everything through, and that's why he took the post down. He felt bad about it, but I can understand why he was, you know, not provoked, but, you know, moved to doing it in the first place. I get it.
Last thing about this. At least we can all agree that Ken Rosenthal writes dumb articles.
Yes, and if you think whatever article he wrote was dumb, Frenchie,
yeah.
Try some of the ones he wrote about the Padres last year.
Yeah, they can definitely compete with that. All right.
Number four.
The Dodgers have one of the most star-laden rosters in Major League history. However, when teams spend big money, they have to offset it with high costs everywhere else due to massive ticket prices in the playoffs, regular season, spring training. Well, the commissioner of baseball, Mr. Manfred, turned in an absolute baffling and pretty tone-deaf answer for Dodgers fans who cannot afford tickets to their favorite team's game. Per Bill Shaken of Los Angeles Times. Quote, this is what Rob Manfred said. If local fans consider the Dodgers' prices too high, Manfred suggested where they could find a cost-effective alternative. One of the leaders in terms of thinking about affordability has been the other Los Angeles team, Manfred said. So he's saying to Dodgers fans who would like to see baseball, go watch an Angels game. It's down the road.
I thought he was going to say move to Tampa.
You could do that too. I'm up first. Does Rob Manfred actually get how baseball works? And I know that he does. But in a sense, Chris, he does not understand how baseball works. You're telling fans that because their team is too high priced to go watch another team? That's not how it works. I want to go see the Dodgers. I don't want to go see the Angels. So Rob Manfred has he doesn't really get it. I don't actually think he's an actual baseball fan. He called the World Series trophy a hunk of metal. We all know about all the things that Rob Manfred has done. I am tired of Rob Manfred, and this is a ridiculous answer to say, hey, it's affordable over there. Just go watch baseball at Angels games. That's not a good answer for me. Chris?
It's a tone-deaf answer, but Rob probably hadn't had his second cocktail yet. Give him a chance.
Hey, Bill Shaken.
Go see
the Angels.
It's a tone-deaf answer to people who really can't afford a ticket. And Rob Manfred is not thinking of those people.
Yeah.
And that's a shame because they support the team and love the team just as much as those who can't afford a ticket.
He's being
honest in a lot of ways. Like, the tickets cost a lot because your team spends a lot. So, you know, you're going to have to go see another team. But it's a tone-deaf answer. It's a terrible answer. It's like telling an NBA fan who loves the Lakers to go watch a Clipper game. It's not right. So, Rob, here's to you, buddy.
Junior on the chat said, Scraby defending Dodger fans? Is this loving?
No, I think you're defending all fans.
Yeah, I'm defending all fans, and I'm also mad at Rob Manfred.
I think you're defending all fans that get told, you know, if you don't like ticket prices so high, go elsewhere. Like, that's not what we want to hear. We want to go to the game.
I could go on about this for a long time.
Number three.
Now, the Phillies, I'm convinced that each fan base is the same, just cheer for different teams, Chris, because the Phillies have not been great as of late, and they have gone, I believe it's now 3-7 in their last 10 after they lost today to the Mets. But Phillies analyst John Kruk was asked about the early skid. I'm going to play the whole thing because the question is in there and his answer is funny, so here it is.
You can't win the division or make the playoffs in April, but you can lose it in April. They've lost three straight for the first time this season. They got a 541 win percentage, which is on pace for 88 wins. Is it time to sound the alarm, or are we still, and by we, I mean all of us, are we still, yeah, well, you know, it's early, it's 24 games in, we'll take them as they come?
Yeah, there's still, what, 130-something games left?
Ben does the math. I can't do the math.
You know,
Michael gave up last year after two games.
Well, if that's a good jinx, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll you know, fall on the sword. Go ahead, John.
I don't know how you make up three games and 130 games left, 130-something games left. It's going to be tough. When the season's winding down like it is, my God, what are we talking about?
Okay. All right. Kruk's hilarious to begin with, and I miss the guy on the national broadcast.
Yeah, he is pretty funny.
It's too bad that he's only Philadelphia's guy because he's really funny.
Here's my question, and it has to do with baseball people in general. Okay. Baseball people never panic during a baseball season. So my question to you, Chris, is why can't baseball people ever admit things are bad when they are bad?
Well, in the Phillies' case, they're not bad. The team's 13-12.
But they've lost...
They've lost four in a row. Yeah. They're 5-9 in their last 14 games. That isn't bad in baseball. That's a typical stretch in baseball. And somebody that's been in baseball understands that. Fans live and die with every breath. Players can't afford to, and neither can former players, because that's what they're used to doing. That's your answer. There's no reason to panic. The Phillies have a really good team. Jordan Romano himself has lost like six of their 12 games. So, look, they're going to be fine. Aaron Nola's 0-5. Does everybody think that's going to hold up?
No.
Okay.
No, I get it. It's just, it's kind of annoying to me how baseball people think that they're so much better because they're not panicking. And I say that in jest, but, like, it's okay to say, hey, they're playing pretty terrible right now. If they continue playing like this, it's not good. But baseball people always laugh at you. They always go, actually, hold on, let me get this sound effect for you, Chris. I'm like, oh, man, Padres not playing so well. And then they just look at me and they go,
yeah, they do.
It's only 120 games to go.
I know. The fans are living and dying. We're living and dying, but we do have to keep a little perspective. Phillies are 5 games back of the Mets now since Crux said that. But they do have 127 games chance to make that 5 games up. They're okay.
I get it. It's just okay. The annoying responses all the time from baseball people.
I know what you're saying.
Number two.
The 2026 Rose Bowl, Chris, will move up by 1 hour, a time slot that it's likely to stick with going forward because there's one reason for it.
There's what?
One reason for it.
Television?
TV revenue.
Yeah.
The current college football playoff format offers 3 games on January 1st with the Rose Bowl slotted in the middle. In recent years, competitive games have meant longer run times and even some overtime football, which put pressure on the day's final game, which usually is like the Sugar Bowl or something. Consistently late starts meant the East Coast viewers had to stay up longer, and they even led to some declining ratings of the bowl games.
Okay.
Chris, does moving this up 1 hour bother you at all?
I won't even notice it.
Now, the article I read that
why would I notice it?
Was
I
saying that one of the things about the Rose Bowl that's great is the sky that you see throughout the game when the sun is setting.
They don't show that on TV, so I'm not going to
This person in this article is very upset that the sky is not going to be like that.
You know what? There's a sunset every day in this world.
But everybody wants it to be the Rose Bowl football, January 1st, New Year.
It is. It's all of those things. Just the game that started an hour earlier. I'm okay with it.
I'm not okay with it because it's all because of TV.
All right. Well, if it wasn't for TV, you wouldn't get to watch 99% of the games you watch. So maybe you should like TV a little bit.
Maybe.
More.
I still have one, but we can do it later. It's about Edwin Diaz.
5 o'clock hour includes my notes on a scorecard. We'll break down today's loss to the Tigers. Also got a fun trivia question for everybody and a chance to win some more tickets to see the great music group Heart. We'll also get you up to date on all the scoreboard stuff as Gwen and Chris comes back with a happy hour.